Miley Cyrus video, "The youth are the last effing hope on this dying effing planet." By Joshua Kaplan on July 1, 2019. Pop star Miley Cyrus launched into an expletive-filled rant about politics and climate change on Friday evening, telling concertgoers that the youth are last fucking hope on this dying fucking planet. Cyrus, for iHeartRadio, lambasted the United States over its purported lack of progress with respect to LGBT rights after wrapping up her set at Tinderbox Festival in Odense, Denmark. "I was told backstage that I might offend some people by calling my country shitty," she told the crowd. The Malibu singer then told the audience how important it is for young people to get involved in political activism to solve so-called global warming. Video contains graphic language. "The youth, this generation, we are the last fucking hope on this dying fucking planet," Cyrus said. "I don't like there's more fucking trash in the water than living fucking animals that deserve to be there, that have nowhere else to go. And by the fucking way," the Grammy winner added, "we don't have anywhere to fucking go, either. There's no planet B, so don't fuck it up." Cyrus is no stranger to advocating left-wing causes such as gun control and unlimited abortion. Last month, the She Is Coming crooner and fashion designer Marc Jacobs teamed up on a hoodie for Planned Parenthood with 100% of sale proceeds going to the organization. She's also been highly critical of President Donald Trump and his administration, calling him a completely racist, sexist, hateful asshole in a February interview with Vanity Fair. Cyrus famously threatened to move out of the U.S. if President Trump triumphed the 2016 presidential election, but quickly changed her mind after. "I'm not leaving the country, that's dumb. Because that's me abandoning my country when I think I've got a good thing to say to my country," the pop star told NME magazine in 2017. "And trust me, I hear every day on my Instagram, 'Just leave already. When are you going to leave? Wherever I am, my voice is going to be heard, and I'll make sure of it," she added.